You're listening to SBS News.
Come and have a bet. Come on.
Every year, millions of Australians place a bet on the Melbourne Cup, and for many, it's a once-a-year experience. But for others, gambling is much more regular. Dr. Rebecca Jenkinson is the Executive Director of the Gambling Research Centre within the Australian Institute of Family Studies. It's just released a report which shows just how often Australians place a bet.
Around 3 in 4 Australians gambled in the past 12 months. Around 2/3 of those were people buying lotteries and scratchy tickets, but around 1/3 were Australians who were gambling on horse racing or sports betting or pokies. So it was around 1/3 of Australians gambling on those other products.
Publicly available data suggests Australians bet a total of around $25 billion a year. And Dr. Jenkinson says the report makes clear that many are paying a high price for their gambling.
What we found that was really quite concerning for us is that around half of Australians who gamble would be classified as being at some risk of gambling harm. We're looking at different impacts on people's lives, so loss of savings or increased credit card debt. There might be impacts on people's work or study performance. And the other thing that often comes up is impacts on people's health and well-being. A lot of people talk about their mental health, so feelings of anxiety or depression related to their gambling.
Young men aged 18 to 35 are especially vulnerable to problem gambling, but gender and age is as far as the data currently goes. There's no real data on what the rates of gambling harm might be in culturally and linguistically diverse communities or other groups potentially marginalised and vulnerable to poorer health outcomes. But the Victorian Responsible Gambling Foundation has been working with groups like the Multicultural Centre for Women's Health to distribute information on gambling in different languages so they're not excluded from support. They've also worked with Indigenous grassroots organisation Strong Brother, Strong Sister on early intervention initiatives. Strong Brother CEO Cormac Evans says he has seen how necessary these kinds of programs are.
A lot of individuals that are experiencing gambling harm are living in low social economic areas, might be really low income earners, and really using gambling as a means to make ends meet, which in many ways doesn't work. They're going to the pokies to be able to hopefully try and win money, to be able to pay the next bill, to be able to pay rent and get by, but in most situations, it's setting them further back and behind.
The other key finding from the report is about the association between betting ads and riskier gambling behaviour. Dr. Jenkinson says there are strong links.
Most Australians are regularly exposed to these ads, but what we found was that seeing or hearing them is really leading to riskier betting behaviour. 1 in 5 participants were actually prompted to start betting for the very first time because they saw or heard an ad. And around 1 in 3, so 1/3, reported that exposure to these ads had actually led them to increase their betting.
Cormac Evans says he's seen that play out in First Nations communities.
We're seeing, in many ways, the harmful, ripple effects of those ads. They're targeted at individuals, from young ages to elders and grandparents and everyone in between.
Pressure is now building on the government to introduce stronger regulations on how sports and race betting is advertised. In the coming months, the federal government will implement the first national self-exclusion register called BetStop. And changes are about to roll out on new warning phrases for betting ads. Social Services Minister Amanda Rishworth made that announcement last November.
What the states and territories and the Commonwealth have agreed is on 7 new taglines that will have to be rotated, that online wagering companies will have to display on TV ads, on social media, online radio. These have been very well researched. Over 8,000 people have been consulted. It's evidence-based.
But independent MP Rebecca Sharkey wants the government to go further. She'll introduce a private members' bill this week seeking a ban on credit cards being used for online gambling services. Communications Minister Michelle Rowland is making no promises about Labor's potential support for the bill, saying only that there's an inquiry underway into online betting and its eventual findings will be considered alongside this new report.
We're going to let that inquiry run its course, but I think it is useful to have that evidence base, to have this new research out there that people can digest in a very transparent manner. And this will also inform the government's thinking as we approach other areas, including credit cards and also the regulation of games that have simulated gambling or gambling-like features.
State governments are also under pressure to address problem gambling. During the recent New South Wales election campaign, Labor leader Chris Minns had promised a cashless gaming card trial on hundreds of machines. The now incoming Premier has told SBS News he is yet to be convinced on its merits.
Now, I want to make sure reform works, and I don't want to be in a position where, despite the best of intentions, we introduce a policy that in fact fails. We saw that with the lockout laws, we saw that with greyhounds. I mean, my bottom line is, if the technology works and will make a difference for organised crime and problem gambling, we'll implement it.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.